When President Obama announced a year ago that there would be a program to reduce carbon emissions from power plants, Charles Driscoll, professor at Syracuse University, started compiling several different policy options that the EPA would likely pursue. From there, he worked to predict how such policies would compare, considering co-benefits of reductions in power plant emissions.
The overall objective is to reduce carbon emissions from power plants, but associated with fossil fuel emissions, there are other air pollutants that are released, such as sulfur dioxide and particulate matter and nitrogen oxide, which contributes to ozone. And then some of these pollutants not only have health effects, but also have effects on ecosystems.
In a 2014 report released by the American Lung Association, data indicates that while air pollution in West Virginia's metropolitan areas has generally improved, there's more ozone, or smog, in every county where it was measured. The West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection corroborates that, indicating that especially in northern counties like Marshall and Brook, sulfur dioxide continues to be a problem because of proximity to power plants and other large industrial sources. Health risks associated with air pollution include not only respiratory problems, but also cardiovascular, neurological, and developmental, just to name a few. Driscoll's report has mapped out how much and where pollution levels are most likely to improve.
And so depending on how the policy is implemented, there could be substantial benefits for air quality. And certainly West Virginia falls into that category. There would be large benefits for West Virginia.
In fact, looking at Driscoll's maps, every state in the lower 48 states would receive benefits. But the greatest benefits occur in the eastern U.S., particularly in the states in and around the Ohio River Valley, including West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Maryland, for decreases in both fine particulate pollution and the largest average decreases in sulfur and nitrogen pollution. The same researchers are also planning to release a subsequent report later this summer that aims to quantify specific health benefits as well as associated cost savings. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.